lesson. Josh, for the lesson, you can entitle it, Be Filled with the Spirit, Part 1. Be Filled in the Spirit, Part 1. Brother Bill has, if you need one, he'll get it for you. I usually give the teenagers fill in the blanks, stuff to help them, and they also got things to study for down the road also, so it's good. So, be filled with the Spirit. Of course, Ephesians 5:18 tells us, and it is a command. But you guys are in John chapter 16. We're going to look there. There's a lot of verses. I didn't write the verses out in your sheets, but they are marked for you to go back later and look. A lot of verses. First of all, I'm going to start by giving some questions and also stating some facts dealing with the Holy Spirit. What is the meaning and the condition of being filled? What does being filled with the Spirit truly means? How do we get filled with the Spirit? Do we have the filling of the Holy Spirit all the time? Is the filling of the Holy Spirit the source of all our vital spiritual experience in life? Or is it something we got to keep praying for? Can we, every day of our Christian life, every day by day of victory through the power of the Holy Spirit, can we have power? Can we have victory day by day? And yes, we can, but the key is to yield to the Holy Spirit, yielding. And we're going to be looking there. When did the Holy Spirit come to live within us? Well, the day you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Is it possible for a Christian to live a joyful, a fulfilling life without the power of the Holy Spirit in your life? No. The Holy Spirit is the one that's going to make us to be joyful and make our life fulfilling as long as we live for Him and live in filled in the Spirit. So there's a lot of facts I want to give you and a lot of scripture verses here before we really get into your sheets here. Holy Spirit is God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 says, the Lord is that Spirit, that Spirit. He is the Holy Spirit of God. He is God. It's the Trinity. It's the three in one. The Holy Spirit is a person. Revelation 2:7. Hear what the Spirit saith. He speaketh. John 16:8, which we read already. When he is come, who? When he, the Spirit, when he will reprove the world of sin. He, the Holy Spirit, is a person. The Holy Spirit gives us power to live the Christian life. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. We know those verses as the fruit of the Spirit. He is the one who gives us. The Holy Spirit gives us powers to be witnesses, the witnesses for Christ. And ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Judea and in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria and othermost parts of the world. The Holy Spirit is more powerful than any other spirit. There, go to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Keep your mark there in John 16, so we'll be there. But 1 John chapter 4. John is saying here, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit, small s, of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, the Holy Spirit of God. More powerful than any other spirit there is out there, amen? And we have him living within us. He also, the Holy Spirit, is called the Comforter, amen? We see that in John chapter 16. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But I depart, and I will send him, the Comforter, unto you. The Holy Spirit, it also, he is also the author of the Word of God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by what? The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. So, the Holy Spirit holds back the power or holds back the attacks of Satan. He holds back Satan for you. And sometimes when Satan's coming charging at you and trying to get you, the Holy Spirit that lives in us is holds him back. You can look at verse 2 Thessalonians. You can write these down and look at them later. But 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 through 14. You know, when the church is taken away, the wicked one's going to have free reign. He's going to be able to havoc on it because the Holy Spirit's going to be gone. But right now the Holy Spirit's here and he's holding back the devil from working hard. The Holy Spirit convicts people of sin. In our text in John chapter 16 tells about this. He convicts people of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Righteousness because I go to the Father. Ye see me no more. And of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. The Holy Spirit convicts people of the sin. Shows people of righteousness of God. It also shows of judgment. The Holy Spirit builds the church, the local church. The Holy Spirit leads. The Holy Spirit anoints. The Holy Spirit empowered, anointed, even raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The Holy Spirit did. The Holy Spirit does a lot. Do we understand the Holy Spirit? Do we comprehend? Do we know how much power and how much might we have with the Holy Spirit? How much the Holy Spirit can help us with our Christian life? On your sheets tonight, that was all introduction. That was all extra freebie stuff here, introduction. As you look at your sheet tonight, the Holy Spirit has five ministries. Does five ministries to the believers, for the believers. First of all, number one, he regenerates us. I mean, unless the Holy Spirit works on your heart, I mean, you hear the Word of God through a man of God, through a tract, through a Bible, through radio, through TV, through a church service, you hear it, and you're hearing the Word of God being preached or taught or told to you, and you're feeling some conviction you do, and that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what regenerates us. John chapter 3, verse 5 says, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit. Of the water and of the Spirit. The Spirit regenerates the soul. Not only does he regenerate, number one, number two, he baptizes us. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13 says, by one Spirit are we all baptized into the one body. We are baptized. The Holy Spirit baptizes us into Christ. He indwells us. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? The Spirit of God dwelleth in you. He dwells in you. Number four, he also seals you. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. He sealed us and gave us this earnest of the Spirit in our heart. He sealed us. It has given us the earnest of the Spirit in our heart. He sealed us until the day of redemption. Amen? Amen. We don't have to worry about losing our salvation. We are sealed and we are kept by the power of God, and the Holy Spirit of God sealed us. And last, number five there, he fills us. He fills us. Ephesians 5:18. Don't be drunk with wine. But it says, goes on and says, be ye filled what? With the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit of God does these ministries. He saves us. He baptizes us. He puts us in the family of God. He indwells us. He helps us live the Christian life. He seals us. He fills us. He's taking us all the way through. The Holy Spirit does these things in our lives. These are things he are doing as you're living the Christian life now. As we're living the Christian life, number one, he prays for us. He prays for us. Romans 8:26 says, the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us. He maketh intercession. He's praying. He's pleading. He's praying on our. He said, intercession for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered. With groanings. He's interceding on us, for us. Number two, not only does he pray for us, number two, he guides us. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Spirit of God will lead you. He will lead you every day. He will guide you. He will direct your path if you let him. You know, he ain't going to come and say, hey, I'm going to do this anyway. You need to let him, but he will guide you. He prays for us. He guides us. Number three, he teaches us. 1 John 2:27, there's other verses too, but it says, the same anointing teacheth you of all things. The Holy Spirit of God will teach you. Teach you the things that you need to know. Things that you need to know, he will help reveal the Word of God. Amen. He will teach you things you should be doing, you shouldn't be doing. He would teach you. He also, number four, he empowers us. The Holy Spirit of God empowers us. I already read the verse once, but I'll share it again. But ye shall receive power. You shall receive power. If the Holy Ghost come upon you, you can have the power of God. I can have the power of God, and I don't have to be afraid that I can go out there and I can share Christ with others because he's going to help me, amen? He's going to give me the power. He's going to give me the words to say. I just got to be in tune. I just got to be in the Spirit, letting the Spirit of God lead me and guide me. Let him empower me. Number five, he also imparts the love of Christ to us. He imparts the love of Christ to us, and also through us. He leads us in a way that he's going to show, make love of Christ come out of us. Amen? That we're going to be Christ-like. Romans 5:5, the love of God is shed abroad in your hearts. Shed abroad in your hearts by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God helps you share the love of Christ, helps you just to let it out. Amen? Imparts the love of Christ. The love of, number six, the Holy Spirit also gives us liberty in Christ. The Holy Spirit helps gives us liberty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty with the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord lives in you. The Holy Spirit of God lives in you, and we have liberty in Christ. But we need to take that liberty and let's live any way we want to, amen? But the Holy Spirit is going to lead us to live with liberty and do what would be pleasing and honoring to God. Number seven, the Holy Spirit also conforms us to the image of Christ. He conforms us to the image of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Change into the same image by the Spirit. He helped change us into the image of Christ. Every day I'm living. Every day I get up and say, Lord, I don't want to live for myself today, amen. I died to myself, my flesh, afresh and new. And God, I want to live in the Spirit today, amen. Mm-hmm. I want you to take me. I want you to lead me. and guide me, direct me. I want these hands to do what you want them to do. These feet to go where you want it to go. These lips to say what you want to be said. And the Holy Spirit is changing me as long as I'm yielding to Him to be more like Christ. Does that for you? He helps conforms us more into the image of Christ. You go over to Philippians, you see about it. Go over to Galatians chapter 2. Nevertheless, I live, it's not I, it's Christ that liveth in me. The Holy Spirit of God helps us to be more and more like Christ day in and day out, as long as we will yield to Him. Number 8, He strengthens our new nature. The Holy Spirit of God will strengthen our new nature. He helps us. You know, when we get saved, we become a new person in Christ, right? Is that Corinthians 5:17? Does that old man go? Is that old man gone? Goodbye? No. That old man, that old nature is still there, right? And what does that old nature want to do? Does he want to go bye-bye? No, he wants to come back in charge. He wants to lift up his ugly head. He wants to take charge, right? It's like having the good one on one side and the bad one on another side, and they're both fighting for power. And who's going to be in charge? But you know, the Holy Spirit of God will help us let the new nature, He will strengthen the new nature, to let it be in, let the new nature, the image of Christ, be in charge. Ephesians 3:16, let me read the verse. Strengthen with might by His Spirit. Strengthen His Spirit to the inner man. The inner man, the Holy Spirit of God will help us strengthen. Let the new nature live the Christian life. You know, Romans 6, you know, do we have to live in bondage? Do we have to live in sin? Do we have to let sin have dominion over us? Do we have to let the old man, the old nature? No, we don't. And we don't by yielding and letting the Holy Spirit of God have His way and will in our life, empower us, strengthen us. For number 9, the Holy Spirit reveals Bible truths to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. God has revealed them unto us. Revealed what? The truths of the Word of God. You know, when you're talking with the teenagers and probably several children, man, I just don't understand this. I just don't comprehend this. I just don't get it. Well, pray. Ask God to show you. Ask God, the Holy Spirit, to lead you, help to reveal it to you. Amen? And He will, if He wants you to.
Sorry.
Reveals Bible truth to you, the Word of God. The Holy Spirit of God will reveal truth to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. Number 10, assures us of our salvation. The Holy Spirit of God will assure us of our salvation. Amen? We are kept by the power of God. The Holy Spirit reveals to us, and show it, we are kept. We are assured of our salvation because of the Spirit. And good, Romans 8, verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. Amen? What does it bear witness? That we are children of God. Amen? Mm-hmm. So it helps. So this is getting ahead of the message. If we live and do things, and we just keep living and doing anything we want, and we don't feel conviction, we don't feel guilt, we don't feel shame of doing wrong, we're not being convicted by the Holy Spirit of God, then maybe you're not a child of God. Because we have the Holy Spirit of God in us, amen? For when we do things wrong, He will convict us. He will tell us, He will share with us that we're doing wrong. and that we need to get right, amen? So it assures us of salvation. It assures us of our service, that am I doing this in the Spirit? Am I serving God in the Spirit? Am I helping with offering? Am I teaching Sunday school at junior church? Am I cleaning the nursery or babysitting and doing nursery? Cleaning the church? Am I going visitation? Am I doing this for the right reason? Am I doing it because the Spirit of God is leading me to do it, or am I doing it for myself? But anyway, it assures us with salvation, it assures us with service. Number 11, I like this. I really, truly like this. The Holy Spirit, number 11, will fill our mouth with appropriate things. Amen? The Holy Spirit of God lives in me. And the Holy Spirit of God is going to keep you from using God's name in vain. Amen? The Holy Spirit of God is going to keep me from cussing. The Holy Spirit of God is going to help me, amen, help me not to belittle my brothers or sisters in the Lord. The Holy Spirit of God is going to help me to be an encouragement, to be edifying one another. Amen? It's going to help me put the appropriate words in my mouth instead of saying things out of the flesh if I will yield to it. Mark chapter 13, verse 11. It is not ye that speaketh, but the Holy Ghost of God. Lord, again, I want what comes out of here to be what you want said. Every time, and most preachers are alike, before we get up behind the pulpit, before we deliver God's message to God's people, we usually always say, Lord, not my words. Lord, I can't do this. They don't need to hear from me. I can't do this, God. I just ask to let the Holy Spirit of God work in and through me. Let the word, the Holy Spirit will help appropriate words come out of our mouth. Number 12, the Holy Spirit gives us gifts. Gives us gifts to the individual believers. Back to the day when the apostles were here, they had the temporary gifts. And I think I wrote them down there for you. And also we have now what, the 11 permanent gifts, the wisdom, discerning of spirit, giving, exhortation, ministries, mercy, ministration, faith, teaching, evangelism, and the pastor, preacher, teacher. These are gifts of the Holy Spirit, gifts that he gives us, helps us, and we all lean one or two or three of these. And we should have these gifts. And honestly, in a Christian life, we should try to get have all these gifts in our lives and using them. Now, we ain't going to be like A-plus with all of them. But there's going to be some gifts that we're really, you know, and other gifts, man, we need some more working on. Amen? But the Holy Spirit of God will help us to have these gifts and use these gifts in our lives for his glory. Number 13, the Holy Spirit of God also gives us the fruit. Fruit. What I mean by that, well, it's two forms in the Bible word that, so we'll say both of them. Number one, souls to be saved. He that winneth souls is wise. Do I win a soul? Do I personally win a soul?
No.
No, God uses me, amen? Amen. With the help of the Holy Spirit of God, I go out and I share with people, but I have never won. Well, maybe I won a soul, they're not truly saved. But I don't win souls. Christ wins the souls. I'm just a human instrument that God has chosen to use. But the Holy Spirit helps us to do the witnessing and for souls to be saved. John chapter 4, verse 35 and verse 36 talks about gathering fruit unto a life eternal. That's talking about souls. Are you gathering souls? Are you letting the Holy Spirit help you? John chapter 15, you should gather fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. Souls, souls, souls. And also the fruit, number two, of Christ's likeness. Living like Christ, the fruit of the Spirit will help us. What's the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Man, you guys did good. The fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit to help bring these. Love. We get the love of God, and having love, right love, it will lead to the joy. Joy will lead to peace. It's the Holy Spirit of God will help us have these, attain them, and have them working in us. I'd like to share one more section tonight before we stop and go into next week. There are three types of people, right? Three types of people. Number one is the unsaved. The unsaved person. And that is, unsaved person doesn't have Christ, is without Christ. Jesus is outside his life. He is dead. He is dead in trespasses and sin. He is dead. He is self is on the throne. That person that is unsaved, that person that is lost, is dead, is under the judgment of God, is doomed for damnation. Well, all's not lost with him yet, amen? He's still breathing, but unsaved. The second person is a spirit-filled Christian. Number two and number three are Christians, but there's a difference. Number two, you're spirit-filled. Number three, and I'll go back to number two in a second. Number three is a self-centered Christian. You have a person in this world that's just lost. Lost, lost, lost. Unsaved. Then you have a person that is saved, that is spirit-filled, that is living like a Christian, talking like a Christian, acting like a Christian, living the Christian life. Then you have the third is the self-centered Christian. What's the difference? Well, the spirit-filled Christian is Jesus Christ lives within this person. Jesus Christ is on the throne of this person's life. The Holy Spirit of God is controlling his life. Amen. He has yielded. He has submitted himself to the Lord and saying, Lord, here am I. Take me and use me. Amen. Where a self-centered Christian is we know probably the term carnal, a carnal Christian. And you can look more into 1 Corinthians chapter 3 there for more with that. Jesus Christ is his Savior. And that's pretty much it. Because really, on the throne in his life is his self. He's serving. He's in control. He's not yielding his self to the Spirit of God. He's not letting God control him, the Holy Spirit. He doesn't have... And this is where a lot of Christians fall in between there. Not that they're here all the time or they're here, but they go from here being filled and being the Christian they ought to be to going over here being self-centered. Because, you know, I let God have me maybe 90% of it. But I still got 10%. I'm holding on to myself. You know, I'm doing my own thing a little bit. And, you know, we're on that fence going back and forth. Self-centered Christian is carnal. He's on his own throne. A self-centered Christian cares more about pleasing himself than pleasing his Lord. Cares more about pleasing himself than pleasing God. He's like a baby that you see in a store that starts crying, starts carrying on, starts throwing a fit when they want their way. Self-centered Christian. Some of the symptoms that you see is that they don't fully trust in God like they ought to. They fret, they worry. They have sinful thoughts in their life. They don't totally obey God's word. Okay, God's word said it. That settles it. Who cares if we believe it? God's word said it, and that's it, amen? It's just God said it. I'm doing it. Fully obey God's word. We're self-centered Christians. Just have some doubts. They have little interests. Self-centered Christian has little interests. Little interests. I mean, the Word of God. They don't get into the Word. They're like in the milk, maybe. instead of getting into the meat. They have a poor prayer life. Don't do much of helping others. It's all about me. What can I get out of this? What can I get? How can I be? You know, a person that's living the Christian life in the center ain't going to worry about what am I getting. How am I getting the advantage here? How is this working for me? It's like, Lord, just take me. I'll be defaulted for your glory. Not worried about himself. Amen. So I ask you, as we get ready to close tonight, we'll pick up and do 2, 3, 4, 5 next week. What kind of person are you? What kind of, are you that person that is not even a Christian here tonight? I hope not. If you don't know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, come talk to me or come talk to somebody. Get it settled once and for all, amen? Are you that Christian that's living in the center of God's will, that's yielding yourself to the Holy Spirit of God? Are you that Christian that's self-centered, more caring about pleasing and doing for yourself than for God and for others? Having sinful thoughts, disobeying the Word of God, very little interest in the Word of God or prayer? Don't care about others? Are you discouraged? Are you jealous? Are you judgmental? Are you harsh on others? Are you worrying? Are you angry? That ain't what God wants you to be. And those are all symptoms of being a self-centered Christian. What kind of Christian, if you are a Christian tonight, what kind of Christian are you? Are you being led by the Spirit of God? Or are you being led by your own spirit, your own self, the old man? We will pick up next week and do it. Keep your sheet. Lord, I do thank you, Lord, for the privilege and opportunity to open the Word of God. And Lord, as we just want to do some study on the Holy Spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit is there to help us, to conform us more into your image, to help us live the victorious Christian life. And Lord, help us to yield to him, be submitted, and Lord, just do what you want. And I pray, Lord, that what we have discussed tonight, as most of his introduction, just, Lord, I pray that, you know, something said tonight will be an encouragement and help to these folks. And Lord, I pray they even come back next week, and Lord, that we will learn more, and Lord, that we can see how we can live victorious. And we get into more of the Word next week for it. Pray you bless now in Jesus' name. Amen. Stay tuned. Next week.